AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are signs from some hardline Republicans they may be willing to accept Paul Ryan as Speaker of the House. The House Ways and Means Committee chair has said he doesn't want the job, but there's been a push for him to say yes. South Carolina Republican Mick Mulvaney says there is another option.
We're supporting Dan Webster right now as a House Freedom Caucus because Dan was able to convince us that if he were the Speaker, the House would be run differently, that members would have a chance to participate in the process. We don't have that now. The committees would have a chance to do work. They don't have that opportunity now.
Mulvaney was on CBS's Face the Nation. Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy abruptly dropped out of the Speaker's race last week. The executive editor of the Washington Post calls it vague and puzzling. The AP's Adam Schreck reports Iran has reached a verdict in the espionage trial of Post reporter Jason Rezaian.
The judiciary spokesman said the verdict has been issued in the case, but what he did not say was whether Rezaian was acquitted, whether he was convicted, or provided any further details. Still, it's significant because this is the first time that an Iranian judicial official has confirmed that a verdict has been issued at all.
Rezaian faced charges of espionage in a closed-door trial that has been widely criticized by the U.S. government and press freedom organizations. He reportedly faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Tensions remain high in Turkey. This woman is yelling, enough, enough. She was prevented from laying flowers at the site in Ankara where bombings killed at least 95 people. In a mostly Kurdish city in southeastern Turkey, about 10,000 people took part in a moment of silence for the victims in Ankara. The latest round of rain has moved out of flood-weary South Carolina. Authorities say problems were minor compared to the massive flooding a week ago. A series of small earthquakes have been recorded across northern Oklahoma following two moderate earthquakes in that same area yesterday. This is AP Radio News. Two experts in the use of force say a white police officer in Cleveland was justified in the shooting death about a year ago of a 12-year-old black boy holding a pellet gun.
Prosecutors investigating the death of Tamir Rice say they're just trying to be transparent in seeking and sharing the outside reviews. But a lawyer for the boy's family says the reports show prosecutors are avoiding accountability. The reports by a retired FBI agent and a Denver prosecutor both found that rookie patrolman Timothy Lohman, who shot the boy after pulling up beside him, exercised a reasonable use of force because he had reason to perceive the boy as a reasonable threat. Prosecutors are gathering evidence to present to a grand jury. I'm Mike Hempen.
Near Sarasota, Florida, two teenagers were killed in a crash that police say split their car in half. The car hit a tree in the median. Half the car traveled in the northbound lanes. The other half traveled in the southbound lanes. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.